John chapter 5, we're going to talk again about long suffering. I couldn't get past this. I'm ready to move on. We've only done this 1 week, so I really felt to do this again. Long suffering. Now we're talking about love in John chapter 5. Let's read one verse. Long suffering is the first characteristic mentioned of the love of God in 1 Corinthians 14. In verse 24 of chapter 5, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. The Christian has passed out of death, out of spiritual death, out of separation, into the very life and light of God. Every Christian is in the kingdom of God, is a part of what God is doing today. Now, I want you to notice that phrase, is passed from death unto life. We said before, the sinners are dead, meaning they're spiritually separated from God. Satan is their father. But when you come to Christ, there's a radical change in your life. You're no longer dead. You are alive, and you're in the kingdom of life. Now, how are we going to know? How are we going to be sure that we've passed out of death and into life? And the scripture is very clear in 1 John. We'll turn over there. Chapter 3, verse 14. There's a very simple way to tell that you're no longer dead, that you are alive, because something new and something different has happened on the inside. I like this. We know. This is not something we hope so. This is what we know. We know we've passed from death into life. Now it says if you hear and believe, you hear and receive, you've passed out of death into life. And it says you can know that for one reason, because we love the brethren. He that loves not his brother abides in death. The love of God, the day you are born again, is poured into the Old Testament. The New Testament in Romans 5:5 says it's shed abroad. We wouldn't use that term. The love of God is poured into your life, and that love pours out of your life. And because of the difference in the love of God in you and working through you, you can know that something has happened on the inside. My grandfather was not a Christian until he was in his 60s. And he was a very austere man. He was a television repairman, worked in the day of the old test tubes, you know. We were not allowed in his little shop there at the house. And we were not allowed to touch anything. When I was 5 years old, I broke his prize plant in the yard. We lived half a block down, and my grandmother gathered me up. He was not home and sent me home immediately because she didn't know how he would react and how he would respond. He was a typical sinner. He was a hard-working man, yet he was a very firm, decisive man. And so she said, Becky Sue, that's what they would have called me. You go right home. And so she watched me as I go. She could see from her house to my house as I went home because she didn't trust him. But in his 50s, almost in his 60s, he got born again. And he was so radically different. I have never, ever seen a change in a man as different as him. It was amazing to me. I'm the oldest of all the grandchildren, so the others don't have the memory of him that I have. The austere memory and the moments, the tense moments, they don't remember. My sister said, he wasn't like that. I thought, he certainly was. I'd go over when the children were little, and I'd take the children, and he'd follow me to the car in late afternoon when I'd have to gather up and go home. They lived in Winter Haven. And he'd say, oh, don't go, don't go. I love you so much, don't go. He was so changed, so radically changed. There wasn't any doubt in anybody's mind that he passed out of death into life. Natural human love is selfish. It's possessive. It's all about me. It's aggressive. But God's love, agape, is all about them. All about the other person. How can I help them? How can I help them to overcome? What can I do for them? And the change in a man who's born again becomes obvious. Now, God's love was for you, for God so loved the world. God's love was for you. Ephesians 2 says, his great love wherewith he loved you. God had so much love for the world that he sent the only begotten Son. He sent his love to you. His love was for you. He sent his love to you. Then he put his love in you so he could pour his love through you. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Now, if he had asked us to love like he loved, that's what Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Do it exactly like I'm doing it. Now, if he had asked me, you know, there's no way you and I could duplicate. We could do the same job, and we're going to make a little deviation. Even if you train me, and I'm trying to follow your pattern because we're not the same person, we're going to deviate some from the way we do the job. But God said, I want you to love exactly like I loved. And so that we could accomplish that, the love he had for me, he placed in me. And it's his love that pours out of me into the lives of others. Now look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Chapter 3, verse 12. I love this verse.